Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, also our EMS and firefighters and police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the people out there in the 18-wheelers, the guys and the gals. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Vladimir Putin and company, I'm not surprised that they went into the Ukraine, the eastern Ukraine, into the areas in the Donbas province, I think I'm saying that right, and the cities of Donetsk and Lugansk. I'm not surprised about any of that because we've been hearing that for weeks, and they kind of did just a soft entry based on the fact that they're going in to provide security. Is that my understanding?
He's calling them peacekeeping.
Okay. So
I want to remind the listener that we go back a couple of years to Syria. You know, Obama said, "Oh yeah, we're not going to get involved in Syria. We're going to let Russia handle it. They're going to send in some peacekeeping forces." And what is it that Putin did in Syria? That, you know, he did indiscriminate bombing. So Putin is really a war criminal when it comes to what he did in Syria. But anyway, so he decides that in a sovereign country that he's going to say that this particular region, the Donbas region, is independent of what? Of Ukraine? And that with his independence, he's sending in peacekeeping forces. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, what he has done is essentially say, let's try this comparison. California is independent of the United States. I mean, he has virtually no dominion over another country. Plus, he gets his history wrong. But anyway, this is where we are. So the beginning and end with the Donbas region, the predictions are he begins there, but he doesn't end there. So what has the United States done? Well, we closed our embassy completely, and we moved our people from those that we normally relocated into western Ukraine. We moved them to Poland.
Uh-huh.
So now, rather than, I would say, deal with this the way it should have been dealt with, we do a whole cut and run when the United States leaves the country.
Biden is two for two in the cut and run stuff. First Afghanistan, and now this. Now, I don't think he'll have the same problem here that he did with Afghanistan, with having a whole bunch of people left behind, because I happen to know that a couple of those groups that were in Afghanistan operating were were standing by in western Ukraine to get the Americans that were coming that way out of the country.
Well, I mean, they were prepared to do some, I would say, minor evacuation.
Uh-huh.
So rather than all of this, because remember they said, a couple of weeks ago that they needed to leave and you guys figure it out on your own because we're not going to do any kind of an airlift? Oh, anyway. We did a cut and run and we moved all of our embassy personnel to Poland.
Well, we'll find out soon enough what's going on. But Putin, in a lengthy speech, and it was quite a speech yesterday, said that he will immediately recognize the sovereignty of the Donetsk and Lugansk republics. And, of course, the leaders... Go ahead.
That's what I said. He declared their independence. Well, independence of what? And he's been bussing people out if they, Russian-speaking people. If they chose to leave, they were bussing them out and bussing them into Russia and then giving them immediately Russian passports. So that's the way they operate.
Yeah, I saw the buses that were sitting there waiting for the people to go, if that's what they wanted to do.
You call them that. They're more like broken down.
Yeah, they look like they look like bread trucks with windows. They weren't a bus from where I come from, but then again, it is what it is. So that's where we're at with that, and we'll just keep our eyes open and see what happens next. Now, we're waiting for the, and I'll have to wait till we come back, but we're waiting for the sanctions to come from the White House, and we're being told they can come at any time. So I'll put Denise on hold, and in the meantime, we will be right back with more right after we go to break. Don't go anywhere. We got somebody that wants to tell you about it, so here it goes.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. And GEICO's been saving people money for going on 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out where their agent is located, how to get a hold of them, and you can even get a rate quote off the website for the car or the truck that you're driving, and maybe you have a motorcycle or an ATV, or a boat, or an RV. You can get that covered, too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile. That will save you a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O. CO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, we certainly can talk more about the Russia situation, but we're waiting to find out what the, quote, sanctions are going to be, and if we're importing all this oil from Russia, and oh, by the way, the United States once again asked the Arabs to pump more oil, and they said, nope, got your own, pump your own oil.
Yeah.
So we're getting a bunch of oil from Russia. George the Godfather, good morning, George, says it's 548,000 barrels a day. But the fact of the matter is that how do we punish Russia when we're buying oil from them?
Well, therein lies the $64,000 question. And furthermore, it's dirty oil.
Right.
And I think that this, the oil that we have purchased from Russia has actually given Putin quite a petty cash fund in order to pay for what he's doing over there in Ukraine. So I think he's, we're close to, well, I don't know how much it is, but, you know, what we're buying, from it's madness. Okay, so we have the UN Security Council that met last night, and I think it's kind of inert what they do, because Russia has veto power in the United Nations. They have a veto power vote. So the global community is now sitting and thinking, okay, well, we each need to do some sanctions. And what they are is too tough to even begin to predict. I know that the White House team, or the State Department team, was on the phone with European leaders, and they're working from a sheet of paper that says, okay, these are the things that we suggest that happened. Would you agree? And they're all trying to come together on what the next punishment will be for Putin, testing the international system, whatever the heck that means. So, you know, they keep saying they're going to remove Russia from the SWIFT banking system, which is, in my opinion, not the biggest deal. That would hurt them a little bit, but I don't think it's as consequential as everybody is proposing it that it would be. So, you know, Russia does not have a very stable economy, much less a very big economy. And, you know, dealing with the oil piece would be the first thing that would hurt them. Remember, that's precisely what Reagan did, is that he punished them with the oil. So, yeah. But if they do that, then our gasoline is going to go to, it could go to as much as $8 a gallon. So we're sitting on a knife edge. Furthermore, I would also argue that Putin is still sitting in the catbird seat because we have this whole cyber issue. And don't think that they would toy with the United States and the West, including, you know, Europe. And they could go after the credit card payment systems or debit card authorization kinds of things. So I would suggest keeping some cash around for a while.
Yeah. And it could be, it could get worse. It could go sideways, as you say, really quick here, depending on what happens here in the next few hours, I would guess.
Well, my point is we're in a hybrid warfare condition. And that includes cyber, that includes electronic, that includes satellite, that includes GPS, that includes a lot of things. So for the sake of your listeners, I would take some steps to protect your, you know, have some kind of safety cushion for a week or so.
Now, yesterday, former President Trump's Truth Social website came out online, some of it anyway, with the app. And I don't know anybody that, I didn't hear from anybody that used that. Did you get a chance to use that?
No, but there were some real kinks in the launch. And some people just kind of gave up. So I think I would have probably done some more testing, but the app is over there on the Apple App Store. So it's there if anybody wants it. But I think there are about 250,000 people behind trying to get things in place with those that have signed up for the app, so they have some kinks to work out.
Now, did you hear what Ted Cruz had to say about Joe Biden becoming president? He said Joe Biden becoming president was the best thing that ever happened to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, well, that's a fact.
Yeah,
absolutely a fact. You know, he's kind of stating the obvious, but sometimes stating the obvious needs to be stated. So, yeah.
Okay, so right. What is going on with Kamala Harris being on the world stage over there and once again getting ripped to pieces?
She gets up and she talks about these sanctions, the very consequential, what Putin is doing is shaking up the world order. After all, Europe has been at peace for the last 70 years. So that particular statement that Europe has been at peace for the last 70 years is the faux pas. Europe has been a mess for a long time. And she apparently, they're not read in. When our leaders travel, including corporate leaders, when they travel to other countries, and to meet with those world leaders. Once you have the president of, say, IBM and decide to go over to Italy and meet with the president of Italy or France or whatever, what generally happens is the State Department, because you have to get your visas, the State Department will give them a liaison to tell them how they need to behave and represent themselves as the United States. Well, apparently, that protocol, that procedural thing doesn't happen anymore under the Biden administration. So, Kamala was clearly unprepared. She was given two or three talking points, and this is what you're supposed to say. She stuck to that. Anything outside of that script, she was not able to answer. So, she's much worse than Biden is when it comes to foreign relations and foreign policy. Not that Biden was any good, for obvious reasons. But, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Don't send her.
Well, finally, Judicial Watch settled a 2019 North Carolina voter roll lawsuit after the state removed over 430,000 inactive names from the rolls. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what's settling, but okay.
Okay. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Tensions between Russia and Ukraine escalated as Russian President Vladimir Putin took steps that many see as the groundwork for an invasion. Putin said he would recognize two separatist regions of eastern Ukraine as independent and ordered troops to conduct operations in that part of Donbas. Despite the closing window on diplomacy, French ambassador to the U.S. Philippe Etienne told CBS News they would do everything they can to avoid war.
But this implies, as I said, in very close coordination between allies, a deterring action and also the use of diplomatic tools.
U.S. Embassy staff in Ukraine have been relocated to Poland. Wall Street was closed today for the President's Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. More about that after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, their website, first of all, is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there and take a look at it, and you will see there are two campuses. One is located in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of Tampa Bay. And then the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is located just outside the city limits of Boston, Massachusetts. But in either case, call them up. I'm going to give you the number in a second. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, whichever one you want to pick. Here's the number. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour. You'll get an opportunity to meet with some students. You get an opportunity to meet with some instructors. You'll also get an opportunity to meet with the people that handle the money, that hand out the student loans, whether they are government loans through the GI Bill or whether or not they're a regular civilian student loan. But you'll be able to find out all the questions to your, or all, get all the answers to your questions right there. And I will bet you that you'll feel a whole lot better about things once you take the tour and see what it is they have to offer. A lot of people don't understand how important a job it is to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. You work on the aircraft. You work on all of the aircraft. And you work on the aircraft usually in teams when you're working with the airlines or whatnot. Sometimes you do it on an individual basis, but it's all a tremendous job that pays you very well, and you get great benefits out of the deal, too. So, give them a call at 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Either one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Well, it happened. The Russians went in to maintain the peace as peacekeepers in eastern Ukraine. That's what we're being told by Vladimir Putin's office and the Russians that are speaking about this. Now, alarms are being sounded for obvious reasons. Does this mean that he's going to expound on what he's doing? And once he gets the eastern part of the Ukraine settled in, straightened away, that he's going to move? Well, probably. Because remember, what we're talking about here is not just one city or two cities. We're talking about the entire eastern part of the Ukraine, which is where most of the oil comes from, which also is where most of the natural gas comes from, and also it's where most of the pipelines over there, and it's where the commerce in the country is. Now, the province of Donbas is where this is all going on, and the republics, as they call them, of Donetsk and Lugansk, the two big cities, where they were told that they were annexing and going to answer the request of those areas who wanted to become part of the Russian Federation, if you will, or part of Russia, which is what they're doing, according to Putin. Now, Putin, in a lengthy speech, said that he would, in fact, immediately recognize the sovereignty of the separatist Donetsk and Lugansk regions in the eastern Ukraine, which some Western officials assert would give Moscow the pretext to send in a lot more troops and to go after the capital of the Ukraine, which he may or may not be doing. We don't know. It's hard to say what Putin is up to right now, but no one is surprised that he did go into the Ukraine. Now, did they go in guns a-blazing? Not exactly. But they got plenty of guns if they need to use them. Tanks are in there. Artillery's in there. Lots of armored vehicles are in there. They're in a, where they are, they're in a friendly area where the separatists are that actually want to be part of Russia. So that's what's going on. Now, they talked about, Putin asserted, by the way, in his speech, suggesting that the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union saw Russia get robbed of the Ukraine. He said that now Ukraine was a U.S. colony with a puppet regime in charge. And we'll see what happens next. He may go after the whole can of wax here. He may go after all of the Ukraine. If he does, there's going to be one hell of a fight. We'll see. Because remember, you had the separatist-controlled areas on the border with Russia and the eastern Ukraine. They were described by separatist leaders as the Donetsk People's Republic and the Luhansk People's Republic. And, of course, Russia's Duma passed the appeals from the leaders to Vladimir Putin earlier this month, telling him that they wanted to become part of Russia. Now, our U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said that the Kremlin's approval of the requests would amount to the Russian government's wholesale rejection of the commitments under the Minsk agreements, which outlines the process for the full political, social, and economical reintegration of those parts of Ukraine's Donbas region controlled by Russian-led forces and political proxies since 2014. And I don't think Putin cares about the United Nations. So whatever it is, whatever it's going to be is what it's going to be. And we'll just have to wait and see. But again, I don't think he cares what the United Nations has to say. We'll see. And the UN, of course, had a meeting last night. Nothing really came out of it. Diplomats gathered for an emergency meeting. I didn't hear anything, either positive or negative, about what came out of that meeting, if anything. But we'll wait and we'll see, because he got all day long. And by the way, the White House says that they're going to be putting out sanctions. What kind of sanctions? We all can't wait to see, because of the fact that the United States is buying a large share of oil from the Russians, and they don't want to screw around too much with that. If you think oil's high now, you wait till we throw sanctions on the Russians and see what happens. All right, I hear the music. That means that we will take a break. And I believe we'll have Chris Markowski today. We'll see. He was off yesterday. But we'll be back with whoever it is we're coming back with. I'll just leave it there. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, I will take it right away. My conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a new, more rigid body with a double wishbone suspension and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and heated seats as well. Now, that really feels fantastic, and believe me when I tell you, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and of course, they offer the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and don't forget church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan. And find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Remember, 30 miles north of St. Pete, as well as 20 miles north of downtown Tampa. And just drive on up there, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. You'll be glad you did. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Now, lots of stuff is going on here. I'm watching and waiting for oil to start taking a rapid increase because of the fact that the Russians, now that they're in the Ukraine, Eastern Ukraine, to maintain the peace in Eastern Ukraine. I'm watching to see what happens to oil. So far, it's gone up a little, not a lot, but we could really be watching some historic stuff here shortly.
Yeah, there's a lot of posturing going on right now still. Because again, I'm a big believer that you got to get a lot of these countries that are gonna talk a big game, but they really kind of recognize that there's not much that they could actually do. The regions that Russia's going into, the part of the Ukraine, but there's they're very pro-Russian there, and they've been that way because again you've carved up the world in so many places over the past. 100 or so years. It's incredible. There's a lot of talk from certain nations, and I really don't think that they're going to do much. I think the only thing that Biden signed on to so far was something saying that no American can invest
right
in those two regions, like something of that nature, which is nothing. It's not a big deal, and anything like that can change, and there's other ways you can send money and invest in those places through shell corporations. Not a difficult thing to do. But, right now, I think that's why. I think the oil market's kind of recognizing there's not much. There's not much these countries can do. They need the energy. They need the oil. And, to completely cut off Russia is going to be next to impossible for Europe.
Yeah. And, again, we'll just watch and we'll see what takes place here because I've been watching oil all night long to see what was going to happen. And so far, very little movement.
Yeah. It's come up somewhat. We're running 100 right now? Is that up around there?
Yeah.
It's come up, but it hasn't gone parabolic.
No. And that's what we need to make sure it doesn't happen. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, you've heard of Family Dollar Stores, right?
Yes.
They have temporarily closed over 400 of their stores after a warehouse rodent infestation wound up having deliveries made, and the rodents found their way to some of the affiliate stores.
Oh, boy. The rodents are getting out and about, huh?
Yep. they went for a truck ride.
They went for a truck ride. So, yeah, obviously trying to obviously deal with that problem before it gets worse.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, you gotta take care of those things where they're gonna always get out of control. It reminds me of some of we used to, in the New York City in the subways, you should take a look at some of the rats running around there on the subway tracks. You could put saddles on them for crying out loud.
Yeah, well, their warehouse is in Tennessee, so we'll see what happens. But they're fumigating the warehouse, and they're going through. And not with the stores, I'm pretty sure they could probably got to do the same thing. 400 stores have temporarily closed.
Wow.
The IRS says they're going to allow taxpayers to opt out of the facial recognition tech that they had. I didn't know it even had that.
There's something new that they were adding. There's been such instances of fraud where it comes to identity theft that they thought this might be somewhat helpful in actually cutting down on that, not to mention the fact the IRS is very understaffed and actually making sure that the right people are on the phone or whatever it may be, doing business over computers, that they're actually who they are. It might be helpful. I haven't really looked into it to that great of a degree. I don't have any problem with it. I actually think it can be protective. Like I have facial recognition on my phone, for certain passwords and things like that. So, I think it can be helpful in actually cutting down on identity theft, but I think some people are just kind of afraid.
Mm. Now, Fed's COVID triage may have averted a depression. You know what we're talking about there? Whatever the Fed did to help things out economically may have averted a depression.
Maybe. I don't know. But again, it would have been a self-inflicted depression. I mean, by shutting the government down and economy down like we did, it would have been self-inflicted. I think that, you know, printing all of that money might have averted that for now, but we're dealing with the repercussions via, you know, inflation, which has gotten completely out of hand. So, you know, there's two sides to everything when it comes to this.
Now, I have a question from one of my listeners, Ken. He's asking if it's too late to make a final contribution to his IRA.
Oh, no, it's not. You got time still. You got time, you know, up until age 13. So, yeah, you can. Absolutely.
Okay, good. Now, the U.S. and the European Union are going to be imposing Russia sanctions amid the Ukraine crisis. We talked about this off air. I'm not really sure they can do much of anything because they're relying so much on the oil coming from Russia. They got to be careful what they do.
Oil, natural gas. Again, it's just, you know, obvious and plain as day. You know, the funny thing is that, you know, this is something that, you know, Trump was really hitting on, and even Obama was hitting on with Nord Stream 2 and the reliance on Russia for energy. You know, and I always said, what's the point of even having NATO? I mean, it wouldn't really make any sense if, you know, you were defending, supposedly the whole purpose is to defend against Russia, or used to be the Soviet Union, yet you're relying upon them for energy. It's ridiculous.
Now, you probably, and maybe I don't think you've heard about this, but we've always had a bunch of people, and we've heard about scrubbing the rolls, removing inactive names and dead people and all that from the voting rolls, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's something that I think should be a constant, you know, make people feel more comfortable about elections if we actually follow through with that.
Well, Judicial Watch sued and won the lawsuit against the North Carolina voter roll lawsuit that they had after the state was forced to remove over 430,000 inactive names from their rolls that apparently were there for the last couple of election cycles.
Interesting. Again, doesn't surprise me much. I don't know how this is not something that should be automatic. To go along with, you know, you file a death certificate, and, you know, it wouldn't be a difficult thing to do to, you know, let the various Board of Elections know, okay, this person is ineligible to vote. I mean, it's simple stuff here, but, you know, it's government, and they can't get out of their own way.
Yeah, you notice they had that problem too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, again, there's little things that could be done that wouldn't be, I mean, it's not even expensive. It would be easy to conduct if you don't do it. You know, it's amazing to me.
Okay, well, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so that means I'm going to let you go. I hope you have yourself a great day. Get out and get some little sunlight today.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go there, check out all the different things that he has to offer, and I'm sure that you'll be a happy camper.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.